Welcome to The Secrets of Success. By following the proven techniques of the guests who appear on this series, you'll learn that even successful people run into detours and failures, and how you can apply their success techniques to change your life.
This is Bill Horan, welcoming you to the most unique show on radio, the show dedicated to making you a success. Is the wrong business strategy holding your firm or company back? We'll learn more today from our guest, Rich Horwath, author of Deep Dive. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Bill, great to be with you.
Rich, I was kidding you. Deep Dive, when I first picked up this book, I thought I was reading one of those underwater stories or a mystery. So what has Deep Dive got to do with business and business strategy?
Well, Deep Dive is a book about strategy, and the title came about as I was scuba diving in Cozumel, Mexico, and I was about 110 feet below the surface of the water and ran out of oxygen, which, Bill, as you could guess, was not very strategic for somebody who actually does strategy work. And so it did make me realize how precious that resource of oxygen is to a scuba diver. And as I've done work over the last 20 years with companies of all sizes, I've seen that we really don't value our resources from a work perspective, which are our time, our people, and our budgets, nearly as much as a scuba diver would value oxygen. Yet those resources are just as crucial to us surviving and thriving in business today.
Now, I see early on in the book, you say research by the American Management Association. Is it the American Management or Medical Association?
American Management Association. Management.
Okay,
exactly.
The AMA, I didn't know which AMA,
right.
Shows that the most important competency for a leader is to develop strategy. Now, I never heard that. We've done over 1,000 shows, but that's the most important competency.
Yeah, and interestingly, there's been several studies after that. One was published by the Wall Street Journal. One was published by Chief Executive Magazine, and then one was published by Investors Business Daily. So there's really been 4 separate studies, including the one that you mentioned, in the last several years on leadership. And really, all 4 of the studies separately have shown that the ability to develop strategy or strategic thinking is the number one most valued skill in leaders today. And I think it's really because we're in such a dynamic, changing, constantly changing environment, and now we're in a recession, and really strategic thinking is a manager or leader's ability to look at the situation that they're in, identify the issues or challenges, and then create a range of solutions or pathways to take them to success. And I think that's why strategic thinking today is so highly valued, because the leaders that can come up with solutions to the continual challenges that we face are really the ones that are going to be most successful and most valued by their organizations.
Now, when I think of strategy, and we were kidding a little bit before the show, but okay, I'm going to open up my own business. I want to be the best candy store in, I'll make it the county. That's good enough for me. I want to be the best candy store in the county. I want to have the highest sales and the happiest employees. Am I okay now? Can I move ahead?
Well,
you're laughing. That doesn't sound good for me.
Well, what you just outlined really were your goals. You know, I think that's one of the key things that we see in business today is obviously you first have to have your goals. What are you trying to achieve? And that's what you just listed, which is great, because that's where all good strategy starts, is you have to identify what your goals are. Now, the strategy is how you're going to be that number one candy company in the county. It's how you're going to make money versus your competition. So a lot of times at the C-suite level even, we confuse our aspirations or goals, which are what we're trying to achieve, with strategy, which is how we're going to achieve it. What's the path that's going to take us to reaching our goals and objectives?
Okay, so now maybe I'm going to have trucks going around town, or I'm going to stay open late and or start early, or I'm going to specialize in selling at Little League games. Is that a strategy?
Absolutely. And so that's a perfect example from your goal of trying to be the number one candy company in the county. Now what you just outlined are potential strategies: staying open late, having trucks go around town, specializing in niches like youth athletics. Those are all great strategies, because what you're saying then is here's how we're going to allocate our resources, our time, our budget, our people to those potential different pathways, and then And then tactically, it's going to shake out by you saying, okay, well, we're going to need five drivers, or we're going to need a direct advertising campaign in the school school newsletters, those types of things. So, yeah, you know, that's exactly it. And I think if people think of it as a waterfall, it helps lock it in mind. So the waterfall at the top starts with your goals, what you're trying to achieve. The objective then is right beneath that, and the objective is really specifically what are we trying to achieve. So maybe you're saying, you know, I want to have 45% market share in this county for candy by the end of 2010. And then the strategies, as you nicely outlined, are things like staying open late, having trucks, and then the tactics are, like we mentioned, hiring five drivers, those types of things. So once you outline the goals, objectives, strategies, and tactics, now it's a matter of really executing those strategies.
And I see in your notes, Rich, that if we don't have a strategic plan, we're really wasting time.
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely.
And that's like a curse to executives, because they're paying not only my salary and your salary, but they're paying for holidays worked in, they're paying for the space, they're paying rent, they're paying electricity, utility. I mean, in fairness, the businesses pay a lot of money, and they tell us not to waste time, you know, get in on time, don't extend the lunch, etc. But they're wasting it if they don't have a strategy.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing, you know, especially in today's economy, bankruptcies are up 91% this year. And there was just a recent study, and it really looked back about 25 years, and it evaluated about 750 companies that went bankrupt. And what the study showed was that 50%, so half, of all bankruptcies are caused by bad or a lack of strategy. So if we don't have strategy, to your point, we're wasting our people's time, we're wasting our budgets, and the reality is half of those companies are going to go out of business. So as you point out, today more than ever, it's crucial to have a strategic plan so that your people understand here's where we're going and here's how we're going to get there. People feel very empowered and people feel very engaged at work if they understand where they're going and how they're going to get there.
And I guess it shocked me a bit, because you said if you don't have a strategy, that's the same thing as someone selling you a car without a steering wheel.
Right.
Or a football team that doesn't have a playbook.
Exactly. And it's so funny. You know, that's a great analogy with the football and the playbook, because in a lot of companies, as you mentioned, you know, people are operating without strategies written down. And if strategy is simply in your head, the other people in the organization may think they know what you're thinking, but we're really taking a huge leap of faith that everybody in the organization is going to be able to read the CEO's mind and understand exactly what the strategy is. It's crazy to think that, but like you said, in football, that would be like a team going out on Sunday in the NFL with no playbook. And we'd say, well, that's crazy. But in business, we're committing that sin, a lot of companies, day in and day out. So we've got to have the strategy written down and talked about so that everybody in the organization understands how they can contribute to making it successful.
Rich, we like to let our audience know, in case they missed the first part of the show or didn't catch your name, our guest today is Rich Horwath, spelled H-O-R-W-A-T-H. The book is Deep Dive, The Proven Method for Building Strategy, Focusing Your Resources, and Taking Smart Action. And Rich, is there a website we should know about?
Yeah, as far as the website, if you're looking for free articles, free white papers.
Oh, we love that word, free, free, free.
Yeah, there's over 100 free resources at Strategy Skills, with an S, strategyskills.com. And the book Deep Dive is available wherever books are sold, including Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble.
And if to most of our audience, if you're as shocked as I am, because after interviewing guests, again, over 1,000 shows, 20 years, we never, that I recall, heard the importance of the role of a business strategy. And of course, without it, where are we all going? And maybe we're just doing the same thing we did 5 years ago. And I think times have changed a little bit, if no one's noticed. And maybe the economy has changed. And maybe the outlook of people and our customers have changed. Maybe even our location. Maybe we've moved. And we're still doing what worked 60 miles away, but it doesn't work in the bigger town or the smaller town or the, you know, summer town. So you really have a good eye opener here, and it's kind of shocking to find even that the next part that I'm going to say I see in your book, 90% of executives have no training. This is real important, but nobody trains them in it.
Well, you know, Bill, that's exactly right. You know, when you look at where we tend to invest our developmental or training resources, it's really in things like customer service, sales skills, presentation skills, negotiation skills. And again, all those things are very important. But the reality is, as you pointed out, 90% of executives have never had any formal training on strategy or strategic thinking. So it's like saying, well, we're going to give somebody the fastest race car in the world, but we're not going to teach them how to drive. And so, you know, it's that type of mentality that's really out there. And, you know, Bill, you touched on something just a moment ago that I think is really important. You know, you mentioned we may be doing or people may be doing the same things that they've done in the same ways for the last 5 years. And I see that all the time. You know, we're doing the same things in the same ways year after year after year. And we're wondering why we're not having miraculous new growth for our business. And to me, there's a simple premise in business and in life, really, and that is new growth comes from new thinking. So new growth comes from new thinking. If we're not giving ourselves new concepts, new tools to think about our business, we're not going to experience the kind of growth that really is going to take us to that next level.
And I'm just thinking, Rich, and you would know this better than I certainly, but if we brought in a consultant and they said, oh, you know, you should turn your desks facing the other direction and maybe you should work Saturdays and nights because that's when more people are shopping, and, you know, basically criticizing what we're doing and changing a good deal of it. Well, maybe if we're paying them, we would kind of accept it begrudgingly. But behind that, we would say, you know, this guy is a jerk. Doesn't he know what a great business we are? We're doing terrific. We've been around for 30 years. You know, we never work nights. Why should we stay open nights? Why do that? Why work weekends? Why open up at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock? And, of course, these are the new ideas that's meant to do that, to slap us and wake us up a little bit and say, let's do something different. And yet I would think we would be a little reluctant, if not very reluctant, to do it because we like the old way.
That's very true. You know, and to that point, there was a study done of patients that underwent heart surgery, a type of heart surgery called coronary artery bypass grafting. And the interesting thing is the doctors told patients right after the surgery, look, you need to make significant changes in your lifestyle, your diet, your eating habits. They followed the patients 2 years later, and Bill, to your point exactly, 90% of patients made no changes at all, despite their doctor saying, if you don't make changes, you're at a much higher risk for dying. So I think that, you know, those medical studies show us in business exactly what you're talking about, the fact that we don't like to change. And again, I'm not a firm believer in consultants coming in and saying change, because I think it's very hard for people to buy into that. What I think is really helpful, though, is having somebody from the outside, whether it's a consultant or somebody from your board of directors, come in and give you interesting questions, interesting models to think about your business and to rethink the business and challenge the assumptions that you have about the business. Like you said, staying open late. You know, if we ask people the right questions, then all of a sudden they may start to come to that conclusion themselves. And if the people internally at the company come to that conclusion, now all of a sudden the buy-in is much, much greater for the employees because it's their idea. So I think if you bring in somebody from the outside, it's important that they come in with a lot of interesting tools and visual ways to look at the business that really helps the employees come up with the new ideas, because they're really the experts. They're the ones who should come up with those insights.
Rich, we want to find out more about how we can get our business strategically in line and do some strategy thinking. But at this point in the show, we like to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Secrets of Success. My name is Bill Horan. If you'd like to purchase a CD copy of today's program, you can send a check or money order for $10 payable to Nassau Community College, care of WHPC, The Secrets of Success, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. But please ask for program series number 734. The show is produced at WHPC 90.3 FM at Nassau Community College. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Hi, we want to tell you about a program with real appeal. There is a high-quality, low-cost paralegal studies program right here at Nassau Community College.
It can be your major while earning your associate's degree.
Or taken as a certificate program if you already have a 2 or 4 year college degree.
It can be the start of your legal career or a great second career.
It is also a great credential in the business world.
Many of our paralegal graduates go on to 4 year colleges and even law school.
You can complete the certificate program in several months. Paralegals work in private law firms, government, and corporations on Long Island and New York City.
You can start in the summer, fall, and winter, attend full or part-time, days, nights, or weekends.
Our tuition is low, and the program is approved by the American Bar Association.
For more information, contact the paralegal program at 516-572-7774 or email us at paralegal@ncc.edu.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Secrets of Success. I'm your host, Bill Horan, and today we're speaking with Rich Horwath, author of Deep Dive. Rich, once again, we want to find, your book is kind of a shock, it's not meant to be a shock value book, I don't think, but as I went through it, each time I would write something down, my gosh, I never knew that. That's amazing. How can this be? And you say in there that 80% of a manager's time now, not just a lower-level employee, is devoted to activities that account for less than 20% of a company's long-term value. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised with that finding, too, because basically what that says is that managers, even at the higher levels, are wasting a lot of time on things that simply don't add value to the business. And that, it's a frightening statistic. But on the flip side, it's also one that gives us a lot of hope, because the reality is if we are thinking strategically, which means we're better managing our resources, our time, our talent, and our money, it shows us that we have a potential for really, really improving our business potentially quickly by more effectively managing our resources. And I think, you know, Bill, the reality is most of us are drowning in emails and voicemails and all kinds of communications. And what happens is those types of communications, they take us off task. You know, they take us away from the things that really are important to the business. And so, you know, if we can have a good, solid strategy and have that written down and have it on our desk or up on our tack board, that then acts as the lighthouse in this kind of sea and storm of communications that we get, so we can get continually drawn back to the things that are really important to the business and make sure that we and the people that work for us are spending our time on the things that are really going to bring value to customers.
If someone is obviously just listening to the show and they're saying, well, wait a minute, I run a small attorney's office, accounting, doctors, dentists, a chiropractic, whatever, what would be a few things that you would recommend they do tomorrow and the next day to get into this? Is there a mindset? Do they walk in and make a list of 10 things they want to do? Should they sit down and have an office meeting for an hour? What's the game plan?
You know, that's a great question. And what I would say is, in my experience working with some of the top, the largest companies in the world, and then also really small companies, companies of 2, 3, 6 people, it's actually more important for the smaller companies to be strategic, because the reality is they have fewer resources. They have less people. They have less budget. So it's actually crucial for them, if they're going to survive and really do well, to more strategically manage their business. So one of the first things I would do is I would have folks sit down with pen and paper or on the computer and obviously, you know, create your to-do list. What are the things that you need to do to make the business successful? The second, and most people do that. The second step, though, which most people don't do, is create that not-to-do list. And the not-to-do list really identifies for us specifically what are the things we're not going to spend our time on, what are the things we're not going to spend our people's time on, and where are we not going to spend our budget. If we can be super specific in writing those things down, now all of a sudden we can create that laser-like focus that sets the great companies apart from the also-rans.
Can you give us some examples? Because I'm just thinking now, I could say, occasionally in the office, I'll take a bag of garbage outside. Occasionally, I'll get a phone call from a vendor. And I could say I'm not going to do that, but be honest, maybe that saves 3 minutes a week.
Right. And so, yes, certainly some of the smaller tasks that you just mentioned are things that you're probably going to do. And you know, if you don't have people to help out with that, you're probably going to have to do that. What we're talking about really for the not-to-do list is identifying who are the types of customers that really aren't profitable for the business. And, you know, there's a mentality in a lot of organizations that we want all customers, any shape, any size, we want all customers. And the reality is there are some customers that don't really add profit or value to the company, and a lot of times those same customers require a lot more service, a lot more hand-holding, and potentially take up a lot more time of our people. And so the not-to-do list would include things like, who are the customers that we're not going to target with our marketing? You know, where are we going to really focus those resources? And, you know, other things on the not-to-do list would be, you know, what are the activities that we spend time on that are not adding direct value to the end customer? Again, if we look at what we do, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of the things we do, we've done them because we've done them in the past. So we need to reevaluate what are the activities we're doing, and for each activity, is that still bringing value to the customer? That's one of the key questions we have to ask as we're doing this assessment.
Rich, once again, I'd like our audience to know, and if you didn't get it in the first part of the show, our guest today is Rich Horwath, H-O-R-W-A-T-H. The book is Deep Dive. So you get the impression at first it's going to be a mystery story, but it's definitely not. It's a business book. I think as you're getting some ideas right now, you're seeing that it's a business book about a topic, strategic thinking and planning, that most people, even executives who are going to the top schools, are really poorly trained in and very often skip over completely. And you just heard Rich say if it's a smaller business, it's even more important because you have more limited resources. And Rich, where was that website? Can you give us that again slowly, that if people want to find out more?
Sure. If you're looking for more free articles or free white papers on how to grow your business, how to be more strategic, how to write a strategic plan, you can go to strategyskills.com. So that's strategyskills.com.
And if someone's an infrequent listener, we'll let you know, we don't go for the books that are hard to read or going to feel like a textbook in a master's course. These are books that you should enjoy, get a lot out of, and be able to apply tomorrow at work, not 10 months from now, not after taking 15 seminars. So if you see the book Deep Dive, give it a shot. Maybe you want to take it to your boss and just offer him or her something, and maybe that's what the business needs for a little jump start, and you might just wake up some of those dead muscles and dead brain cells, and you get the promotion next year and that other person doesn't. Now, Rich, what are most of the mistakes that you find in the day-to-day practice that the CEOs and top managers are making?
You know, probably the biggest mistake is mistaking our goals for our strategies. And, you know, we saw this actually in the news a couple weeks ago. Microsoft and Yahoo announced a search engine alliance. And the CEO from Yahoo came out and said, our number one strategy is to grow our audience. And that's not a strategy at all. That's their goal. That's what they're trying to achieve. How they're going to grow their audience is the strategy. And we see all the time, you know, I see strategies written as to be the market leader, to be the premier provider, to be number one. That's what you're trying to achieve. That's your goal. How are you going to do that? And that's probably been the biggest mistake that I see folks making. And so if you're starting your business plan with something that's actually not really a strategy, your people are never going to be able to execute that because you haven't shown them what the path is, which is the strategy. So that's probably the biggest mistake that I see. And I think the other one is people's inability to say no. You know, we feel like we want to be a team player. We want to do everything that comes across our desk. And the reality is the great leaders, the great managers, the great salespeople have an innate discipline to say no to the things that are not going to add value to themselves or to their customers. And that allows them to really focus then on the things that are most important. You know, you can look at an athlete like Tiger Woods. All of his focus, all of his time is on developing his golf game. You know, he's not out spending 10 hours a week playing basketball and 15 hours a week playing tennis. He's focused solely on golf. And because he spends more time practicing his short game than any other professional golfer, you know, that's one of the reasons he's become that successful, because he's had that type of focus for a long, long time. So, you know, it's not only in sports, but in business, we need to bring that same type of discipline to what we do day in and day out.
Rich, quickly, what separates the best strategic managers from the others?
You know, it's really the ability to not just identify problems, but to come up with solutions. We have all worked with people that are the first one to say, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, but don't have any solutions. The great strategists, the great managers, are the ones that take time to think about what are the potential solutions here.
Rich, you've really woken up our eyes and awakened us and got our eyes looking at the right topic, I think. Again, to remind our audience, the book is the title, Deep Dive. Our guest is the author, Rich Horwath, and if you're looking it up, it's spelled H-O-R-W-A-T-H. The subtitle, The Proven Method for Building Strategy, Focusing Your Resources, and Taking Smart Action. And again, Rich, I'm going to ask you to tell us the website.
Website is strategyskills.com.
And I think for all of us, we all admit business is tough today. If we're looking for that extra little something that'll put us ahead of the crowd, get the book Deep Dive, find out about the strategic thinking. Now you got to work with me just to get the words out. And planning. Again, something simple that you can put into action tomorrow and maybe get that business to the head of the pile while the others are still asleep. Rich, thanks so much for being with us today. We'd like to remind our audience once again that if you'd like to receive a CD copy of today's broadcast, you can send a check or money order for $10 payable to Nassau Community College, care of WHPC, The Secrets of Success, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. But please ask for program series number 734. This program is produced at the studios of WHPC, 90.3 FM at Nassau Community College. We ask you to please join us again next week at this same time when we'll continue our journey to success.